Welcome to the Brain Fox Podcast. I'm Brett Johnson.
I'm Ed Rand.
I'm Audrey Claire.
And here's our guest, Dave Babcock.
Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is exciting.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We were just talking about pumpkin and the things you can do with it.
Do you know pumpkin's a fruit? Sorry.
Get right out of town.
Because it's the seeds are inside of it?
Yeah.
What? I've actually been thinking a lot about this lately.
So men are fruit too?
Oh.
When they're cold.
Interesting. What qualifies, what makes a fruit and a vegetable and a legume? I don't know.
Legume?
Yeah.
Legume.
Legume?
My plate is great legume.
Ed knows.
The flesh of the fruit is called an endosperm.
Uh-huh.
And that's what makes it a fruit. So a pumpkin is actually in the melon family.
Really?
Oh, that makes sense.
The goopy stuff that's inside of a pumpkin. Is the
we
endosperm.
Have a pumpkin here, too, live
that's
in-house.
Affirming. That's affirming. It's a fruit.
My goopy stuff.
A melon!
And there's a lot of other things that are traditionally thought of as vegetables that are actually fruits.
Mm.
Was that the end of your pumpkin?
Cucumber.
Store?
Tomato is a fruit.
A cucumber and is not a fruit.
It is.
It's a melon!
Heretic!
It's in the melon family.
Burn him!
I know, it's crazy.
Wow.
And a strawberry is not a fruit because the seeds are on the outside. Those little tiny seeds of a strawberry.
Mm.
Are you telling me a strawberry is not a fruit?
A strawberry is not a fruit.
What is it?
Oh, man.
It's a berry.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But it's technically not a fruit because of the seeds are on the outside.
So what's a potato?
Potato
is
a root.
Root vegetable.
Also known as a tuber.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're right.
Funny
you're
word.
Right.
Yep. Also known as a rubbery tuber.
Really?
No, I'm
not
referring
the rubbery
to my own.
Man, see, I'd believe anything at this point. You've already blown my mind with the things that
some
are
people
and
think
aren't fruits and vegetables.
Some people think that peas and corn are also fruits.
What do you mean, some people? There's some debate on that.
I buy corn. It's very sweet.
Yeah, but I think it's isn't the corn kernel itself
the seed?
The seed,
and
not
it's inside the husk.
But for the corn to be a fruit. You'd have to say the seed is inside of the endosperm, which
is not the husk. I'm excited about are all these are like fall-esque vegetables, and really they're all fruit. Is pumpkin
yeah,
and
well,
corn
that's what's
maize,
crazy
and,
about
you know,
it.
That they're not actually vegetables, that I should be making pie. Well, pumpkin pie. That's evidence right there.
Do you just like to say endosperm?
Yeah, it's kind of a fun word.
And tuber.
That's what I like to say.
I never said tuber.
I never said that.
You
just said it.
Dang it, you got me. Cocoa beans, also a fruit.
What about cacao nibs?
I don't know what those are.
Oh, that's just a processed food product.
So yeah, would like
chocolate.
A...
What about Dove's Special Moments or whatever that...
Would a bag of Dove's Special Moments qualify as my fruit intake for the day?
What I'm trying to say
is my question.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good
do
to
they,
know.
Do
thank
cry.
You, doctor. That's what I tune into this podcast for, is for...
You're listening
the
to
extensive
the...
knowledge of
we're very healthy
botany
yes.
And
the doctors.
Oh, I would love for the four of us to be the fake doctors.
If only we thought of that before we thought of the Brain Fox podcast.
Oh, man.
Could we do that every week though? Is be fake doctors?
Yeah, I think we could. That would be a lot of fun.
It's like the expert game. We don't know anything in the makeup, like, you know.
And we could have guest doctors to talk about.
I'll play doctor with any of you anytime you want.
Any doctor. Anytime.
What's your doctor's name? Doctor what?
Carl Rosen.
Doctor Rosen?
Yeah.
Is there a K with Carl?
Carl Rosen. It's one word. Doctor Carl Rosen.
What's your first name?
Wait, it's
doctor.
One word.
Carl.
Doctor.
Carl.
Carl Carl Rosen.
Doctor Carl Carl Rosen.
I didn't name me. My parents named me. Don't make fun of me.
I'm just confirming. You can't deny it's a strange name, doctor.
Did I ever tell the story about Gerald Fitzgerald on this show?
No, please.
I worked at a bank, and a guy came in with an ID and a check, and his name was Gerald Fitzgerald. And I laughed, and I said, why did your parents name you Gerald Fitzgerald? And he did not find it funny, and he just looked at me and said, I don't know. I never asked them. And I was like,
someone
Al Fitzy.
That's right.
The Fitzy I know.
There he is. Blood,
I was like,
blood
why
as always.
And so then I just like, I got to go cash a check. And I walked away. But why would you name your child Gerald if your last name is Fitzgerald?
And took a huge shit of
and
shame.
If your name was Gerald Fitzgerald, wouldn't you ask your parents why they did that?
And where did the fits come from? They just like happened to like fits. Like we really like Gerald. And then what's your second favorite? Fitz? Great. Gerald Fitzgerald. Done.
It's not even there. They don't even share last names. They like changed his entire name.
They gave him a different name completely.
One of my longtime regulars at the Lobster Shanty is William Williamson. Or it was, I should say. God rest his soul. But yeah, William Williamson.
I got John Johnson. That's not too uncommon. But we have three in a row in our family. Three John Johnsons in a row.
Last Thursday, I got I found out after they had left. I wish I had known, but I looked at the credit card receipt. I had a porn sack picture show.
No.
That's the name of this. That's the name on the credit card, so I'm assuming it's legally binding.
Porn sack?
Porn sack. Yeah, porn sack picture show. I don't know
What's
if that
the
was
last, a, Can what? You spell that last name?
No, I can't. It was like P-I-C-H-A-C-H-A-U-D or something. Pitcher shot.
Pitcher shot.
Show. Yeah, yeah. A-U-D would be O. That's, we, there's,
what nationality were they?
Yeah, I don't know. There are so many questions I would have asked.
Valley. They're from the Valley.
They're pornographic. A good name I went at work that I ran into was John Cowperthwaite McChunkley. And then so pretty much everything that I needed a name after I was like 14 or 15 years old working for my parents was John Cowperthwaite McChunkley. So that's pretty, it was hyphenated.
McChunkley is
McChunkley.
A funny name.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
You know, you're going places with that name.
Yeah, totally.
McChunkley.
Supreme Court. McDonald's.
Oh. Supreme Court. McDonald's.
McChunkley.
Yep.
How many girlfriends have you had?
What? How many girlfriends have I had?
Yes.
At once? No. Or just
over your entire life?
I'm interested overall. Let's say like relationships, not just like...
I don't know. Like serious girlfriends, really just my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about not serious girlfriends?
I don't know. That's a hard...
That's
no,
what this
not
show
dozens,
is about.
Is asking me uncomfortable questions that I don't want my family to know. No, not many. I was never a player.
Brett, why did you ask that?
I don't know. I was like, I was thinking about questions to ask him, and that was one I thought. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to what his.
Yeah, I dated definitely a lot of really just terrible, terrible women, just bad people before I met my angel of a wife.
Yes.
Yeah, so
you're both you're very sweet.
Without using names or anything, what are their addresses?
Right.
Do you still live in the North Shore?
Yeah, and I peer into their windows every night, just be like, "You could have had this." I know you can't see me right now. But I know it.
I know I'm deliberately not getting your attention. But I'm just saying to myself, "You could have had this.
You could have had this. This could have been yours, but you blew it."
That's a fun story.
Cool. I like you and with your wife. You're good pairing.
I like me with my wife too.
Does your wife like it? I'm just kidding.
God, let's hope so.
Let's bring her in.
Oh my God, honey,
Sarah.
This is Jerry Springer. All of a sudden, she has shocking news to deliver
right?
for me.
She has a DNA test.
Dave,
you are Carl Rosencarl.
We just got in the results from the.
Carl Rosen.
The name bank.
Rosen Carl is better, I think.
We took a DNA test, so we found your name.
You are not the husband. Oh, my God.
I thought we got married.
I was there, right?
Wait.
Sorry, that was virtual.
The results don't lie.
Negative. Right.
You had a virtual reality headset on.
Not according to the DNA.
Cool.
When did you get married?
2 years ago. Yeah, August 2011. If I remember correctly.
Was it
you
the whole
need
month?
To remember correctly. It's too early to forget.
Well, let's hope so. I didn't do anything for my anniversary this year.
Did
was your
you
wife
remember
okay
it?
With that?
No.
You didn't remember?
No, I
not
didn't.
Not what day it was?
No.
2 years in, you're already forgetting your anniversary?
Yep.
This is your angel?
This seems like a problem.
Hey, listen, you know, I don't care. I'm not going to be held back by dates.
Meaning you still go on them?
I'm not going to be held back by anything. Oh, what? Because I celebrate my wife every day of the year.
364 days a year. So can't I have one day for myself?
I'm just asking for one day off,
like our anniversary.
No, I don't. I didn't forget my anniversary, of course not. But I like to tell people I did because...
It's funnier.
Well...
And you didn't do anything for your
I tell a lot of lies in my life just because I like to
Are you
see
even married?
How people real
Really?
Yeah.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Is this like when you're working?
That's mostly when I'm just entertaining people.
Myself
mainly. Okay. It's a totally selfish thing, but it's something I've always done in my life, and because it's never really caught up with me, except for like one time when it totally did, and I had this guy like come in while I was working, and he was like, "Oh my God, I remember this kid! Holy crap! I sat next to this guy at North Shore when I went to North Shore Community College, and he's like, "This guy is crazy. He's been married like 3 times already. He has like 5 kids, I think." He's like, "He was working like 80 hours a week while going to school,"
oh,
and I was like,
"God!"
I genuinely didn't remember telling any of this to this guy, but these are things that I probably did say, and obviously I left an impression on him.
That's an amazing yarn. I can't believe you actually spun that bill.
For an entire semester, and I didn't remember it.
I do like those kind of lies where it's like building on bigger and bigger, and it's like, at what point are these people going to be like, wait a minute, this is impossible?
And I never say anything impossible. That's part of the fun. It's like stuff that's unlikely but completely within the realm of possibility.
But what I like about it,
you're never similar. Like, I'm God. You're more like, I'm an angel.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a fallen angel.
Something believable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, continue. I have five kids.
And you were saying you're also the president?
In disguise?
Of Mensa.
I'm the president of Massachusetts. You never heard about him. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I don't know, we had one.
Well, right.
I'm living proof.
I'm here to study North Shore Community College to see how I could better it for the state.
I'm checking in at all of the community colleges.
Going in disguise.
It's a very important task that only the president can undertake.
And all of my illegitimate children just take up so much of my time.
I work 120 hours a week.
Hey, I never said they were illegitimate, all right?
Don't disrespect my
imaginary children.
Right.
Like that, please.
Goodness. You have fake morals, okay?
Okay.
I get it. Yeah, I run into that problem with telling people how old I am. I don't know if you were hearing this the other night in the dressing room. That I don't like telling people how old I am when I go out for auditions because people have an idea of what they think of how old you are according to this imaginary person that they've invented and want to find, you know, someone to embody them. And it can sway it one way or the other when they know you're too young or too old or look too young or look too old.
Sure.
When that doesn't really mean anything at all. But now I'm losing track of how old people I have told people I am based on different like acting projects,
sure,
based on what they were looking for that they casted me as. So it's like kind of getting confusing now where I'm like, did I tell you I was 27 last year? Or no, that wasn't you. Okay, so how old did I tell you I was? So that's kind of uncomfortable for
me now. What happened with at the last one you went to, their question for you.
What?
You went to the one that they were like asking people like, what are you doing for the holidays or what are you doing with your family or whatever? But then
And then I don't know where this is going.
Oh, just that instead of asking you like, what are you doing with your family for holidays?
Oh,
they're
no,
like,
yeah.
What school do you go to?
I'm doing a hosting audition and it was kind of a ship show. And I went up there and did the lines. I did really well. I knew what I was doing and everything. And they had asked everyone as a follow-up question, tell us about your family, like what you do for the holidays, just to get you to talk warmly in front of the camera, maybe make a joke or whatever. So I get up there after like 15 people and they were like, are you still in school? And I was like, why am I getting this question? Because I'm not. And then I like immediately like I react to that. And I had this whole bit down about like what I was going to say about my family, you know, because everybody's getting asked the same question. They're like, all right, so for your follow up, are you still in school? And I'm like, nope, I'm not. Like everybody wants to watch that happen on camera for an audition and me being like, no. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so I'm like, I'm going to go.
That was anticlimactic.
Mic drop. Yeah. I forgot about that. That's
it was funny.
Last week. I've already forgotten about it.
If instead you just went into your answer about the holidays.
I just said yes, like Dave, like totally accept it and be like, yes, I go to Harvard. I am a scientist. I have a job in NASA and I'm the president of Massachusetts. Like I should just say yes, yes and to everything.
Well, like what school do you go to? And like, well, for Thanksgiving, we always have a huge turkey. And
I should have done that.
Thanksgiving, I'm going to go to brown because it's a fall and autumn color.
autumnal
for
tone.
For Christmas, maybe UCLA. It's like, I've heard it's nice there out, you know, getting the change of weather.
So what, did anything happen when that guy came in?
Blowback? When you were caught in your lie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I totally
you
went up.
Caught,
totally,
were you?
Well, no, because no one was there that could have called me out on it. It was just me, you know, and so I just totally went along with it. I was, because I didn't remember the guy, but he obviously remembered me, and I was just like, oh, yeah, man, oh, my kids, and like, I made up names. I was like, oh, yeah, Joey Markey. I was like, yeah, they're all great, you know?
You're, like, naming, like, all the Ramones.
I would say all the new kids.
So, yeah, I just totally went along with it. And continued the line. Hopefully I'll run into him later down the line and, you know.
He was naming Black Eyed Peas. Oh, well, Fergie's good. Will I Am is so great.
Age is another thing I've made up for no reason whatsoever. Just
good.
To entertain myself. Usually just because I do whatever I have to do, because when you're dealing with drunk people all the time, it's like you don't care because they're not going to remember most of it anyway, and you can have fun with them.
He's a bartender. He doesn't just hang
out. I got that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And like, but I kind of stopped with the age thing. Like, I want to say last year, I think some woman, she looked like she was maybe in her 40s. She was like, "You look like you're my son's age. How old are you, cutie? You can't be that old. How old are you?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm 42 years old." And then she, like, started crying. She's like, I wish I looked that good.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't look that good when I was 42. Oh. I look like I'm old enough to be your mother, and I'm only 6 years older
than you. Were you laughing, like, inside?
I was like, oh, you know, them's the breaks, lady. Yeah, you know, I've had a stress-free life. I take it easy. You know, what can I say? Healthy living, dirty thinking.
Gosh, these are good lines.
I know. I don't know.
No, it's nothing like I'm not.
I don't know. You were such an active
liar
player, right? Like playful deceit.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Not with people I know, and like just with complete strangers to entertain myself
and my wife.
In Salem, it's full of people that are never going to come back. Like, they're there for a day and they want to get drunk and then like walk it off and then drive home. You know?
Yeah, I infuriated a lot of my friends growing up, and Sarah loves it and embraces it.
And
thinks it's hilarious when I mess with people.
I think it's hilarious.
To the fullest extent.
I'd want, like, all those stories all the time.
The fullest. You get all different nationalities coming in.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Are there ones that are like, these people know how to drink? Or like, these people like... like they
confirm
they,
some stereotypes.
They
get,
yes,
exactly.
Please.
Yeah, if you could.
All right. Let's shout some nationalities at me, and I'll let you know if the stereotypes...
I know there's like the tipping thing with some internationals.
Oh, that's definitely true.
Won't tip.
That's definitely
Europeans,
true.
Right?
Yeah, Europeans and a lot of Americans. Basically, anyone who knows they're never going to see me again,
that's
which is
so
like 90% of the people that
awful.
Come in this time of year. You know, it's more of a quantity versus quality thing this time of year. You just got to
rotate them out.
Yeah, got to turn those.
Turn the tables. Exactly. What about Canadians? Do you have a lot of Canadians in Salem?
Yeah, definitely.
Do they have a boot accent and all that?
Yeah, not as frequent as you would think, but yeah, I've definitely heard that. I love Canadians, though, even though they don't particularly tip too well either.
Mm-hmm.
But
is there one that does tip well? I mean, locals.
Locals.
That's pretty much it.
People that know and love my magnetic personality.
Yes.
Basically,
beautiful tales of spin.
They love getting caught in his web
and
of
they
lies.
You have five kids to pay for.
I got a college fund. I have five separate college funds and five separate car funds for all my children. No, basically, I'm disappointed in every single person that I've ever interacted with on a human level.
Including me and Brett.
Especially
us.
No, not to mention my good friends, Audrey and Brett.
I'm really making myself out to be a horrible person.
No, you're not. You're being honest.
Maybe we should start over.
Which I feel like is new for you, so of course it's uncomfortable.
It's a nice change.
Yeah. Only in front of microphones.
It's weird that you don't like
it. My soul.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Probably explains why you lie so much.
Because it feels weird.
He does radio. He's on radio in Salem State.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
So does he.
Yeah. We talked
about that.
Spoke about this. I wrote down
You guys are about to fight.
We are. No, I wrote down your station, but then I didn't write down any information other than the station. So I was like, every time I get in the car, I turn it on. I'm like, oh, maybe you'll hear a show. And I was like, this could be it. I don't know.
I don't know if the local AM station from Middleborough reaches up here.
It does. I've heard you. Yeah.
Really?
Right when you first started.
But you listened online.
No, I was in the car. I was driving in Salem.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Maybe when Dan and Dave were on one of those times.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And I was mad because I couldn't, like, I was driving and I couldn't post about it, which I have absolutely no, I used to not, like, text and stuff in the car when I was driving. And since it's been made illegal, now I do it constantly. I can't stop.
I'm going to stick it to the man.
I can't stop.
Tell me what's illegal, I'll show them.
Before I wanted to be safe and smart while driving, and now I just want to prove that you can't tell me. Yeah, you can't tell me when I can text and when I can't.
Would you do radio full time if you could?
Yeah. Yeah. If I could do it on my own terms.
Yeah.
Like, if someone offered me a job, like, for Kiss 108, no way, man. I'd turn that down in a heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No,
I would. Amp Radio?
Amp.
Yeah. 103.3.
Oh,
is
yeah.
It?
Formerly old.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Amp Radio.
Is that the one it is?
101.7 is the dance one now.
Which, that's Amp?
103.3 is the other, like, Kiss 108, like,
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them.
Like, if I could get paid for doing college radio full time, oh, yeah, sure, I'd do it, definitely.
Have control of the airwaves.
All I could do is, like, sit and listen to music and talk about it for, you know, 3 hours a week. It's the easiest thing.
But how much are you talking in between the music, like, per show?
It usually comes out to for a two-hour show, it's about 15 minutes.
Of talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Three-hour show, it's usually 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to have guests on weekly all the time. And, you know, it was a fun thing. Like, when I first got the radio show, like, my brother-in-law would come on and my friends would come on. And it was great and we were hilarious and we had such good times. And then, like, you know, a year went by and then 2 years went by. And they're like, oh, okay, this isn't just, like, this fun new thing anymore. It's like, it turned into, like, a job for them. And so now it's like, mostly music.
Yeah.
And it's just me talking about music as opposed to before when it was closer to, like, the Howard Stern show.
Nice.
No big deal. Just, like, comparing it to, like, a huge
basically,
show.
I just...
What's your show called?
Left of the Dial.
Left of the Dial?
Yes.
As in, like...
The political?
Dial Soap.
Exactly. Dial Soap, political, and you were about to say something. It's all three of those, whatever,
like,
it is.
I was just imagining, like, another dial next to the dial. Like, no, we're on that one.
No. That knob you were about to change the station with, no. It's the left of that one. That's the one you really
want
to change.
And so then they're like,
the
oh, I really want to change it with, and there's no dial there, and they're like, I can't change the station.
Damn it.
I'm going to keep listening.
How did my car even get set to this station?
Why am I listening to this?
You're listening, and you can't stop listening to Left of the Dial. You kind of have, like, the radio voice when we were on your show.
Yeah, you did have the radio voice.
It was like,
voice.
Yeah. And if you do the...
And you were kind of, like, turning in your chair a little bit.
Yeah.
As you, like, I saw that, like, it was like, turning this way, and then I'm rotating back again.
Yeah.
Like, you used your body to do it. I like that.
I like to pretend that...
Yeah.
I'm a real radio
you
DJ.
You are.
So, yeah, I get into it.
You want to do, like, a... You're listening to the Brain Fox podcast in your radio voice?
I wasn't aware I had a radio voice until about 5 seconds ago. So
you have a great range.
Because you're not using it now.
Yeah.
Maybe on my radio show I'll do a Brain Fox broadcast. I'll record it and I'll bring it into you
and
guys.
And we'll do Left of the Dial and be you. And then you go and be all three of us as a Brain Fox podcast.
I'm like, oh, I'm Dave. Are you listening to Liars Left of the Dial? Welcome to Lieville. I hate internationals. And
I love my
okay.
wife.
I love my wife. And I look in windows. You're listening to Left of the Dial.
Wait, is that one of the lies I've been telling?
No.
That you love your wife.
That I love my wife? I wasn't even aware of that.
We don't know.
I think that was before the lying bit started.
I think it's just so tangled up by this point.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. No one really knows.
Difference between the two.
There's such a privacy aspect to the radio thing. Like, you know, you're doing something public, but
it feels private.
Yeah, but nobody's there. Yeah.
No one's listening either. You know, it's a totally private.
Well, that's what's weird about radio. You don't. I mean, same with the podcast, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, we could have who knows how many listeners,
uh-huh.
or we could have no listeners.
Right.
You don't know. But you do it as if you have a bunch of listeners because you could. At least that's how I do things.
When he's on the radio.
Uh-huh. When I'm on the radio.
Like an actual AM station.
When I do my show,
AM was better.
I can hear how many people, or not hear, I can see how many people, like, through my telepathic abilities, I can hear how many people, no, I can see how many people are listening online, because it displays that.
Oh, interesting.
So I like to pretend in my head, say there's like 10 people listening online, I'm like, well, for every 10 people, for every one person listening online, there's probably 3,000 people listening over the airwaves, because we have a reach
Salem.
Of, we have a 5-mile radius that our
like
station 70, reaches.
70,000 people live yeah. in. And all of them are listening to Left of the Dial. I would trick myself and say those are like counted in thousands. So yeah. If it was 10 people, I'd be like, okay, there's 10,000 people.
There's 10,000 people yeah. listening.
Well, slash if they're listening to it, it's like, you know, it's one family who has one radio in their house and there's like 12 kids.
Exactly.
And there's 1,000 people
and they've all crowded
house.
Around the radio.
Yes, exactly.
Like kids, Dave's about to begin.
He's about to do his War of the Worlds broadcast.
The radio play is starting. Come here,
ooh.
Amelia.
My station is looking into doing radio plays.
Really?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That's another Jesse thing I've Rice always says. Wanted to do on my show that I've never done. Like have the guys there, the live gaffers, like
yeah.
with coconuts and
Foley
things. Like, oh,
and
then
stuff.
I rode in on horseback. Thank you.
I have coconuts here.
Perfect.
I brought them just in
and
case.
And he was shot. By a laser. Apparently.
I can't do gun sounds. I have a theory that boys, when they play War and G.I. Joe and video games and all that stuff, they learn how to, in their instrument, know how to do a helicopter, and they know how to do a bomb, and they know how to do, like you asked me horse, I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Machine gun.
But then I get all nervous when it's like, oh, that's like war sounds. I can't make those.
Helicopter.
I'm just
you can
girl.
Do helicopter.
I do a
good.
Fantastic helicopter.
Do it.
That was a
oh my god
helicopter that seemed far
away.
Yeah,
that was amazing. I feel like I'm watching Apocalypse Now.
I feel like I'm
through my headset
listening to a radio show that was Apocalypse Now.
I know a gun. I can do bomb. I can do machine gun. I can do a pumpkin squelching.
I know. Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, we already heard that today.
Yeah,
that's what we're.
I can do that too.
Let's
that's
hear
more
it.
Artistic. You know, like. That wasn't that good, but
wait.
I tried. I wasn't nervous about it. I'm like, whatever sound is going to come out is going to be a pumpkin squelching sound.
What's pumpkin squelching?
I don't know.
The goop inside of a pumpkin.
The goop inside of a pumpkin.
You know, if you put it in an oven, you cut a hole in it.
And then you, like,
and then
sexualize
you squelch
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's something really
squelch
dirty about that.
Squelch the hell out of that pumpkin.
It's a fruit, man.
It's my fruit.
It's not even a vegetable.
Bastard. Don't insult my fruit, man.
Don't do it. Are we stopping?
Welcome to the Brain Fox.
Sorry. No.
Dave's mesmerized by the sound wave.
All right, we're going to cut to... Oh, I have the White Stripes coming up now.
Oh, you do have a radio voice.
This is... I can't even think of it. This is Black Math from their 2005 album, Elephant. Not true. It came out in 2003.
This is Clean My Molars by the White Stripes.
You do have a radio voice. You just did it.
I don't talk like that when I'm on the radio, though.
Apparently
it's
you do.
Very similar.
I definitely do not. I really want to listen to my show now.
You don't record them or anything?
I think I did once when I used to have friends on, but when I had friends on, it was like closer to this. I was just like shooting the S hit with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shooting the poop.
Shooting the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting the ship.
You could have Brain Fox podcasters on.
That would be fun.
I would love that.
He lives in Middleboro, though.
I need a hard-hitting newsman.
I do news.
Do you?
Tim Russert.
Exactly.
Hard-hitting
newsman. We
just
talked about him, and that just was in my head.
What day's your show?
Fridays
from 4 to 6. Only on 91.7 WMWM, Salem State University Radio.
So good, right?
Yeah.
So good.
Can you say you're listening to the Brain Fox podcast?
You're listening to the Brain
no!
Fox
podcast.
No! You know what he meant.
Oh, is that what I sound like?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that was just my natural speaking voice.
Kind of.
No, I like Dewar. my radio show, though. And all
you come up on Friday sometimes. Maybe you'll come up early someday.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We used to have when my brother-in-law used to come in every week, he was my newsman, and he used to bring the coffee news every week and just read, like, lighthearted stories, and then we'd, like, make fun of them and be like, ah, this stupid coffee news. It's not real news.
It's about as lighthearted as news possibly can be.
Well, it's all advertisements only. That's followed by, like, you know,
it's like freaking horoscopes capitalism.
Or like trivia. Doesn't it have, or like jokes, like that,
and,
right?
Yeah, it's trivia and jokes.
Oh, well, I've done horoscopes on my show before.
Coupons.
I have an intern that comes in sometimes, so I'll find.
And she does horoscopes.
Oh, it's a he, but wow. Yeah, sometimes I just randomly get an idea and make him do it. So I'd be like, look up everybody's horoscope.
And
whenever we got a caller, I would have them read their horoscope for them.
Nice.
Be like, when's your birthday? Be like, August 12th.
Yeah, and then he would say, here's your horoscope.
Oh, you're a Scorpicorn.
You're a Scorpicorn, and your horoscope is that you're going to die.
Our intern just wrote this horoscope for you. Go ahead, Billy.
You're a Taurus. You'll have a great day.
And then you're going to die.
Don't think that because the day is hard, it won't end up good. It's going to be a good day, Scaritarius.
People could say anything to me about my sign, and I would have no idea if it was true or not. You could make up
literally like
anything.
What your sign means.
Yeah,
you are.
I
don't know when your birthday is. Can I guess what you are?
Yes, please.
Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Do you know?
I was trying to do a drum roll.
Oh, okay.
Can you do a drum roll,
Can you do a drum roll sound? That's pretty good. Are you an earth sign?
What does that mean?
You don't even know.
Maybe
you
I am.
What does that mean?
Well, that narrows it down.
To what?
Well, I'm basing it off of like Dave as I know as a person versus being a fire sign or a water sign.
They all have fire, earth, and water signs?
What?
And air.
Get right out of town.
Yeah.
Earth sign is which ones?
Sagittarius.
Which is when?
Which is me.
So, okay.
So I was asking if he's an earth sign. So tell me when your birthday is.
October 20th.
Really?
Yes.
Are you being an earth
sign? So are you a... What's October? I don't even... No, it's... Wait, that was like 3 days ago.
No, it's this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, not when this Please podcast stop. Comes out. But.
Oh, it's timeless, my birthday.
Yeah. It is outside like of time.
It's I believe I'm technically a Libra, but it's like a day or two before Scorpio.
Okay.
So I'm right on the borderline.
What does a Libra mean, he is?
Yeah,
Libra's
what does that
the
mean?
Scales, right?
I know it's the scales. That's all I know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a balanced individual.
Traditional Libra traits, diplomatic
Liars.
And urbane,
Ooh.
Romantic and charming, uh-huh. Easygoing and sociable, idealistic and peaceable.
Yeah, that's you.
I am none of those things.
What's urbane? What is that?
It's a weird way of pronouncing urban.
No,
it means he's
it's
black.
It's Bane. it means you are Bane. You are Bane.
I think it means like, you know, easygoingly cultured.
Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Ooh. On the dark side.
Cultured.
Oh, here's the bad traits.
You're
a liar.
Indecisive and changeable, gullible and easily influenced, flirtatious and self-indulgent.
Ooh, he's nodding.
I'm a scoundrel.
Is that it? That's not very many negative traits.
No. Possible health concern.
Audrey's Dave has way more negative traits than that. All right, let's keep going.
There were
keep
like
going.
Words I didn't even understand in your positive ones.
Likes the finer things in life, sharing, conviviality, and gentleness.
Oh,
sounds like
that's
it.
Sweet.
Dislikes violence, injustice, brutishness.
Wait, injustice. There's a group of people who don't dislike injustice.
They're like, well, I'm a Scorpio.
Got me pegged way wrong with that one. I'm a huge fan of injustice, actually.
One of my favorite things.
Did you say health concerns?
Yeah.
I get to health concerns.
Health concerns. Libra governs the lumbar region, lower back, and kidneys.
Wait, are you making this up now?
My kidneys.
Subject
my kidneys,
must be aware of
dogs,
weaknesses.
Oh, crap. Speaking of which, I forgot my dialysis today. I'll be right back.
Hang on.
Weaknesses.
I didn't know I was a Libra, but I know I have kidney disease.
Weaknesses in the lower back and lumbago, and they are susceptible to troubles in the kidneys and bladder, especially gravel and stone.
Oh, God.
I don't know what gravel is. They need to avoid overindulgence in food and especially drink, for the latter can particularly harm the kidneys.
Oh.
I'm scared.
I'm wondering what starting a Libra.
I'm starting a
new
job
tomorrow.
I want
to do this with everybody's sign.
Is that
you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
At chimney sweep. So I'm going to be working with... No, I'm not actually not making this up.
None of us
this
believe
is not
even
one of
a
my
second.
Lines. Nor should you, but I'm actually not making this up. So now I'm really concerned now with all the... I should have fear of stone. I'm going to be working around chimneys.
And gravel.
And gravel. This is
not
good.
I didn't say brick.
Didn't that mean kidney stones?
Are you, is this
great?
To,
now I'm going to get kidney stones from my chimney sweep.
Is this
job.
For after October when
chimney stones.
Shanty closes? We were talking about this the other day. Lobster Shanty, does it close?
It does, yes.
From when to when?
Last day is January 15th, then we reopen on April 1st, so we close for 10 weeks.
And you're going to be a chimney sweep?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, we'll see.
Do you have any experience?
My first day on the job. I have absolutely no experience.
Do you know what
I've
a chimney sweep
I've
does?
Seen a chimney.
I have seen Mary Poppins.
I've seen Mary Poppins.
Have you built a fire?
I've built a fire.
That's good.
Okay. Good.
In
that's
my
sort
pants.
Of like...
that takes a lot of kindling.
Yeah, that's the extent of my... Yeah, Mary Poppins would be the extent of my chimney sweep knowledge. Yeah. But he's supposedly going to make me his new apprentice, and he's going to teach
also
me.
Also a Disney movie?
The new apprentice?
No.
You're confusing apprentice. Trump with Disney.
No, but I said Mary Poppins earlier.
Oh, that's right. It's also Disney.
It's like all the Disney movies are actually like take place within Dave Babcock's timeline. You know, like
in
have
my
you heard
imagination.
That conspiracy?
He's already gone through Mulan and Aladdin. And now he's Mary Poppins. Going right to the animated.
They're all just lies I've made up.
So that's cool. Apprentice for a trade.
Yeah, right.
So that would be something you'd do for the rest of your life then, right?
I don't know, potentially.
I mean, isn't that the
we'll
idea
what,
of being an apprentice?
Well, I could show up and it turns out I'd be like, well, I lied on my resume. It turns out I hate chimney sweep work.
No, yeah. I mean, you'd obviously have a choice. I don't mean – but if he's – asking you to be his apprentice, it's so that you can learn it as a trade to do.
But then
it
means you do the rest of your life. You make it sound
right,
like...
Right, right.
But
it could
be. I clarified
that by saying it doesn't mean you don't have a choice, but it would mean it would be something that you could do
right.
for the rest of your life.
Yes, dear.
Is that something you'd want? I mean, obviously you're just
figuring
well,
we'll see
out,
how much...
Is that what you're interested in it for? To figure out what you should do for the rest of your life? Are you thinking that broad?
Well, I would like to have something stable, like a stable job, you know, that like I could continue doing fun things on the side while still bringing in some income.
You mean fun things besides sweeping chimneys?
But, well, who knows? Maybe sweeping chimneys will end up being my...
The fun thing.
The fun thing in my
I've
one true
I've only known
passion.
One chimney sweep in my life, and he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
So. Does he like what he does?
Yeah, he loves it.
So does this guy. And I'm working with one of the kids who works for him right now, works at Lobster Shanty, and he says it's a great job.
Yeah. I have no idea what goes into it, but everybody I've ever met.
Some sort of broom.
One guy. We assume.
Some sort of broom.
Yeah, we assume there's a sweeping involved.
In the chimneys.
And a chimney is definitely needed.
It's plural chimney. Chimneys.
Is it?
No, it's not at all.
Don't say that on your first day.
Okay. Look at all those chimneys.
Oh, I'm half of the chimneys, what?
You're fired.
Well, we'll be sweeping more than one chimneys today.
Per chimneys, is it, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours?
Again, I fired you like 2 sentences ago. Please stop saying that word. You're immediately discarded.
I think I already told you this several times today. It's not chimneys.
Mr. Chimneys. Nice. Well, thanks for coming on.
Got to let us know how the chimneys goes.
Let us know how that goes.
I will. I would love to. And if you
let's plan to transplant ourselves onto your show.
If you need some, I would love that.
The Brain Fox crossover with
Crosscast.
Yeah, I was sad I didn't get to meet Brian today, but maybe next time.
Brian Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian Fox. Yeah.
He's got a great web presence.
Have we talked about Brian Fox before?
I think way back when.
My friend has a great idea that we should create a Brian Fox and have his website be It's Brain Fox and then make a banner and then enter him as a like local politician into like Christmas parades and Thanksgiving parades and stuff and just have him march with a It's Brian Fox banner.
What a great idea.
Except it's Brain Fox.
That's great. I love that.
Everybody would just see it and say, yeah, that's totally real. except there'd be it's brain fox.
And they'd be like, "Sir, your sign is misspelled." I know. Is there a website available?
We could.
In my mind, Brian Fox looks like the Monopoly guy. I don't know why.
In my mind, he looks like Brett, but that's because we'd
need somebody. In my mind,
he looks
like this guy named Brian Augusta.
I can see it. He looks like Brian Fox.
Because he is a Brian, and he's also really funny. No, he's just I would see him being like fake politician and totally like getting into it, you know?
That'd be so fun.
We pay someone to just legally change their name. I support that.
Or Brian Paris. He could be Brian Fox.
He could be Brian Fox.
Because he's also a Brian.
I don't think it needs to actually be somebody named Brian.
But I think that's extra funny.
Okay.
The meta way of it being like,
and then
it's
if somebody yelled, "Hey, Brian," he would respond.
Right.
Call me Mr. Fox. Please.
Please call me Mr. Brian Fox.
And you're fired.
And it's not Brian, it's Brain.
And they're not chimneys for the thousandth time. Please walk away from me right now. I beg of you. Thanks for coming on. Big Dave.
Thanks for
Podcast
having me.
Pod 5.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Listen to more of our casts, brainfoxpodcast.tumblr.com. Our videos, youtube.com/itsbrainfox, or our website, itsbrainfox.com. And for the last word, I'm going to throw it to Ed.
So... We'll be right back.